That takes us to presentation by the Board of Community Assistance to announce the 2025 BCA Award recipients. I see Dr. Karen from the BCA Board here with us, and I'm assuming you're going to do the presentation.
I am. thank you, Dr. Genoway, Vice Chair Genoway, excuse me. Today I'm reporting on the work that the Board of Community Assistance did in our deliberative way in deciding on awards to community members, sport organizations, and scholarship students who receive scholarships. The Board of Community Assistance was established in 2013 through a partnership between the Upper Merion Township and the Valley Forge Casino Resort. We advise the Board of Supervisors, that's what we're doing tonight, on providing assistance with monies received from the Valley Forge Casino Resort. We have nonprofit and 501c3 organizations who propose projects which directly impact Upper Merion community residents, and we offer scholarships to high school juniors and seniors who reside in Upper Merion Township and who plan to attend college or other post-secondary education. They apply by proposing different community service projects, and we evaluate them on that basis. So far, the BCA has awarded over $2,070,000 in grants. The BCA members are Brett Montique, who is our chair, Lydia Dan Sardinas, and I are the appointed community members. The Valley Forge Casino Report representatives are Martha Morales and our vice chair, Donna Hogan. Jerry Vadimo is our staff liaison, and Greg Wax is our supervisor liaison. He provides a lot of good foundational knowledge for us as we evaluate the different proposals. This year, we received a total of 70 applications, 44 from organizations, 2 from sports organizations, and 24 scholarship applications, and we awarded 58 of them, 39 to organizations, 2 for sports, and 17 for scholarships, and we awarded $207,116.79. I'll go through first the sports and organizations awards, followed by the scholarship awards. For sports, we awarded $1,300 to the Upper Merion Lacrosse Club for turf blankets for the Heuser Park fields, and $1,500 to the King of Prussia Soccer Club for their outreach program in King of Prussia, for the soccer club in King of Prussia. Organizations, the Upper Merion Area School District High School Interact Club was awarded $500 to help them sponsor an American Red Cross blood drive. Upper Merion Spring, which provides adaptive programs for special needs children, exercise and sports skills, were awarded $640. Upper Merion Girl Scout Service Unit 640 was awarded $700 for their work with the Upper Merion Township Dr. Martin Luther King Day of Service. The Upper Merion Township Outdoor Pool was awarded $800 for community water safety programs for children and families. The King of Prussia Rotary Foundation proposed using the Josh the Otter Water Safety Program, and they were awarded $1,000. The Upper Merion Community Garden was awarded $1,000 for the solar-powered charging station. The Upper Merion Dr. MLK National Holiday Committee was awarded $1,000 for their work in producing that annual celebration. The Upper Merion Girl Scout Service Unit 640 was awarded $1,000 for their proposal to do Earth Day tree planting for the Ross Road field. $1,200 was awarded to Friends of Black History for a Black History celebration. The LoveWorks Resource Center proposed providing Maggie's Love Boxes, and they were awarded $1,500. The Upper Merion Area School District Bridgeport Elementary School was awarded $1,500 for a book vending machine literacy project. $2,000 was awarded to the Upper Merion Environmental Advisory Council, Shade Tree Commission, and Sanitary and Stormwater Authority for their native plant and stormwater education project. The LoveWorks Resource Center was awarded $2,000 for their proposal to do family-based community music therapy groups. The Upper Merion Area School District middle school fifth grade teachers proposed their annual college settlement trip, outdoor school field trip for fifth graders, and they were awarded $2,000. The Upper Merion Area School District Social Work Department was awarded $2,000 for their emergency fund to help them put on their Thanksgiving dinner. The Upper Merion Parks and Rec Department was awarded $2,000 for the Teen Sports Leadership Academy. The Children's Charity of Delaware Valley, Variety, was awarded $2,000 for recreational equipment for youth with disabilities. The Upper Merion Township Library was awarded $2,250 for their proposal to get mobile storage for children's programs and makerspace. The Literacy Council of Norristown was awarded $2,500 for their adult education programs. Just to be clear, it's the Literacy Council of Norristown, but they do serve Upper Merion residents. The Autism Society of Greater Philadelphia partnered with the Upper Merion Township Library to propose art games and chit-chat for adults with disabilities, and they were awarded $3,000. The Upper Merion Shade Tree Commission was awarded $3,000 for their proposal for a residential tree canopy enhancement in various Upper Merion Township neighborhoods. The Upper Merion Area School District Horns Up PBIS, that's a positive behavioral system, was awarded $3,000 to implement that program. The Upper Merion Area School District High School World Language Honor Society Club proposed a Global Voices Library for Language and Culture project, and they were awarded $3,000. Victim Services Center of Montgomery County was awarded $3,000 for their hotline. They do serve Upper Merion residents. Access Services Incorporated, working with the Upper Merion Area School District, was awarded $4,000, expanding their youth crisis prevention services for our youth. Boy Scouts of America, Troop 551, King of Prussia, was awarded $4,000 to help an Eagle Scout project produce a garden shed for the LoveWorks Co-op Garden. Honor Flight Philadelphia, which was awarded $4,000 for a trip that they're organizing for our veterans. Laurel House, which serves domestic violence abuse victims, were awarded $4,000 for emergency shelter and supportive services. We awarded $4,000 for Neighborhood Meals on Wheels that provides meals 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Upper Merion Emergency Aid proposed a back-to-school project providing new sneakers, shoes, socks to Upper Merion Area School District students through the Social Work Department of the school district. They were awarded $4,000. The Upper Merion Senior Service Center was awarded $4,500 to replace computer hardware and to help provide transportation to cultural events. The Cradle of Liberty of the Boy Scouts of America was awarded $5,000 for an outdoor STEM education field trip for Upper Merion Elementary students. The King of Prussia District was awarded $5,000 to support their highway litter removal program. The LoveWorks Resource Center was awarded $5,000 to help with their building a safe and secure roof for their center. The Mitzvah Circle Foundation was awarded $5,000 for their proposal to help families with critical needs with a diaper bank program and period supply programs. The Upper Merion Area School District was awarded $5,000 for their girls robotic team to 2025-26 to launch an all-girls tech challenge robotic team. The Upper Merion Area Community Cupboard was awarded $7,000 for their emergency housing fund. Upper Merion Township Fire and EMT was awarded $18,000 for mobile data computers for fire department apparatus. And finally, the Upper Merion Area Community Cupboard was awarded $20,000 to help with their important work in the community. We now move to the scholarships. First, $2,000, and just to remind you, each of these students applied to the BCA proposing specific community service projects, which we deemed useful and implementable and doable. So these are the successful recipients of the scholarships. $2,000 scholarships go to Maura Bez, Makina McKay, Kathleen Payne. $2,500 scholarships go to Michael Bugler, Michael Galban. $3,000 scholarships go to Ishani Bansal and Xavier Bernardo. I apologize for any mispronunciations. Trevin Liney gets a $3,000 scholarship. $4,000 scholarships go to Shaylin Jordan and Sudeshna Suresh. The Ronald G. Wagenman Scholarship, which is a $5,000 scholarship, goes to Tristan Albright and Claire Gardner, also to Quinn Lai and L. Mead, and to Prerna Singh and Mason Yu. The General von Steuben Scholarship of $10,000 goes to Chloe Wardlow. All of these folks are invited to the awards reception at the Valley Forge Casino Resort on Wednesday, June 4th, 2025, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. A good time will be had by all. I'm basing that on past awards receptions at the casino, and all of the recipients and their families are invited. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you, Dr. Karen, and thank the board members for all of their work. I know this is one of our hardworking boards, and I know that you put in a lot of time for this. And congratulations to all the winners, and I'm going to pass it off to Supervisor Wax, who I know has a few comments.
Thank you, Mr. Genoway. Thank you, Mr. Karen. I also know Chair Montique is here, so thank you very much for the work you do. Thanks to Ms. Dan Sardinas, and thanks to our two members from Valley Forge Casino Resort. As I've said in previous years, this is a labor. This is not easy, but it's also a labor of love because you're able to do a lot of good in the community. I do read every single application, and I know that sometimes very difficult choices have to be made. But it is always fascinating to hear the BCA members work through each and every single application and talk about why they like this application and what issues they may have with some other applications, or why they prefer one application to another, and have to defend or advocate their position. At the recent joint meeting with the BCA, I made the comment that for the first time, because I do read every application, a BCA discussion actually changed my mind on the status of an application, what I would do if I was a member of the BCA, and the quality of that discussion, if I was a member of the BCA, would have changed my decision to not support that application to supporting that application. That's how deep and intense the conversations are. I also want to take a moment to encourage every organization or student who has eligibility in future years who did not receive a grant or scholarship to apply again in the future and to take advantage of the opportunities that exist to speak with the BCA members about what can improve their application. BCA members go into the public schools year after year to talk about how to improve applications. And there was an open forum that was held this year in Henderson, in the Henderson Room, a few weeks prior to the BCA application date, where organizations can come in and talk with BCA members about how they can best submit their application. And several organizations did come in this year, as they did last year, and there's no doubt in my mind it actually improved the caliber of their application. Lastly, I just want to once again thank the BCA for all the hard work. It is a lot of work that has to be done in a very short amount of time. And I look forward to seeing all the recipients at the upcoming award ceremony. I think Mr. Genoway will mention the date and time. The attendance at the award ceremonies is outstanding. The casino really puts on a very good reception. And I would really once again encourage everybody to attend. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. And with that, I will I'd like to make a motion to approve the recommendations of the BCA.
We have a motion and a second to approve the recommendations of the BCA, which will be presented on June the 4th, Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Valley Forge Casino Resort. And are there any comments from the members of the board? Any comments from the public?
Can I just add that what Supervisor Wax said about deep and intense discussions were very deliberative, very collaborative, and very friendly. So despite some of the disagreements, we all left being a very happy and unified board as we decided on these awards. So
if I didn't make the point well, what I was trying to state is that yes, everybody has to read every application and they've got to be able to defend their position, but they've got to also be able to compare and contrast to other applications. And it's very interesting to see how different members of the BCA, both members of the BCA now, and by the way, past members of the BCA, value different things. So.
Thank you. And seeing no other comments, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Pass 4-0. Thank you again for that diligent work to create these awards. Thank you.